Back from the bathroom?
Yes.
All right. I hope everything came out all right.
I think so. You know, I have a thimble bladder.
A thimble bladder.
That's hard to say.
Well.
Not only because I've been drinking, but
I think it's mostly because you've been drinking.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think thimble bladder is really all that hard to say. Unless
you've been
drinking quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And not eating anything, so no. The alcohol is going straight to your head.
Well, that's how you want it, right?
Well, that's true. You want to get your money's worth.
I'm Linnell, and he's my brother from another mother.
I'm Rob, and she's my sister from the same mister.
Hello, Linnell.
Hello, Rob.
And this is episode 8 we're working on.
Dang.
Can you believe that?
No. We've come a long way,
we
baby.
Have. It's only taken us, 4 months to get 8 episodes done?
Hey,
I mean, it's actually like 13 episodes if we could count the ones that I hadn't recorded.
That
so.
You didn't record.
Anyway.
Here we
anywho,
go.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a rambunctious environment today. We're here at the house.
Yep.
We're recording live face-to-face instead of over,
Zoom.
Do we use? Zoom. Yeah.
I love when we do it live. Together.
I think it's a lot better.
Yeah, it is. It's just that we live an hour away, so it's hard to do.
Right.
But we do like doing that better.
It's much better, mm-hmm. I think, because we feed off of each other a little bit better.
Definitely.
But we got a room full of people.
Yeah.
Well, we got a house full of people.
Yeah, we got our posse here.
It's just us in the room for now, but I'm thinking.
We'll drag them in.
Yeah. Now, I want to hear this story again. Something about a state's capital city. So,
state's capital city.
I want to hear this story about the state's capital city.
Wait. Before we go there, I think we should mention that we have a logo.
We do have a logo now.
We have a nice logo.
We have a very nice logo, and it's on our podcast site hosted by... Which those motherfuckers ain't giving me any money for saying their name, so I might beep that out.
All right.
But,
yeah.
But anyway, we've got it there. And in fact, we need to look at what we're going to do with the beer can koozies.
Yeah.
And
some merch.
Yeah. So, yes, okay. We have a podcast.
Yay.
I mean, we have
logo.
A podcast.
I know what you mean.
I've only had 3 sips of this beer.
I know. I'm just rubbing off on you, bro. I was telling Sarah that when she was younger, and she probably doesn't remember this, that me and her daddy would play this geographical game where, guess the capital of the state. And the particular one was Washington, state of Washington. I had no clue. Because, let's face it, I was a cheerleader. I didn't study much. I got by on a lot of... cuteness in school, let's just say, okay? And so I was like, well, give me a hint. You always give me a hint. And I was like, okay. It starts with an O. I was like, oh, wow, that's not big enough. That ain't going to help me.
I bet you
here.
Said that to him.
That ain't
going to
help me here. Yeah, that didn't help.
You missed what I said.
Yeah.
I said, I bet you said that to him a lot.
Give me an O.
No, that ain't big enough.
Oh. Which would follow up with, give me an O. Idiots.
All right, so the capital of Washington State,
yeah.
And he's given you O as,
I had no clue. No
as
clue.
The clue.
And I said, give me another clue. And he was like, okay. Now, this is, you know, Sarah's almost 30. This is when she was a child. And he said, it's a beer. And so the only thing I could think of, I was like, O'Doul's. It's got to be O'Doul's.
And what did I do when you told that in the kitchen?
You spit your beer out on the floor everywhere in the kitchen.
I got it on my glasses.
On your glasses. You spewed it. You spewed the beer. Yeah.
O'Doul's.
Which I didn't ever know there was an Olympia beer. Did you know that? You're older than me. You might know
yes,
an Olympia beer.
I knew there was an Olympia beer. And in fact, when you said that he gave you the hint O, I knew the capital. And then when you said beer, I knew, oh yeah, that's right, Olympia was a beer. And then you said O'Doul's, and that just took me completely by surprise.
That's the only non-alcoholic beer that I knew of that started with an O. But anyway.
And another thing that came up when y'all got here is apparently Robbie thinks he needs to lose weight now.
Oh, right. See, we got on this smoothie kick real quick and fast and furious, right?
Now, what all goes in the smoothie?
So, he just wants to get his fruit and vegetables in, and he's not a big green eating person. So, we put spinach in it, and we put all these mangoes and pineapples, peaches, strawberries, whatever. And he likes milk, so he was putting whole milk in them. I'm like, okay. Well, I got to do like a low carb version of that for me. So, I was doing like spinach, cottage cheese, strawberry, blueberry, and water. Really good.
Okay.
With a sweet and low in it to kind of break up the tartness. Well, I make his smoothie every morning. I stopped mine right away because I was gaining weight. I said, oh, fuck this. Gaining weight.
If it ain't working.
No. And I make his every morning. And I was like, God, these are a little tart. I'm going to add a little sugar, like a tablespoon of sugar. He don't know how much, but. And he was like, last night in the shower, he's like, calling me to the bathroom, babe. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I don't make me any more smoothies. I was like, you love the smoothies. This is what you wanted to do. You need your greens and your vegetables, or your fruits. Yeah, I'm gaining weight. I got like a dicky do. And I said, okay. He said, some reason I'm gaining weight. He didn't know I was putting the extra sugar in them.
So he's sucking them down and just,
he is loving them. Every day I'm getting a text, this was the best smoothie ever. I'm like, because I'm putting that sugar.
You're doubling the sugar each time.
He's like, the fruit already has the sugar in it. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No more smoothies. I'm not allowed to make the smoothies.
You're not allowed to make it anymore. He might have a smoothie.
That's a lot of work.
I'm sure you're like, aww.
Aww, are you sure? Okay.
So y'all went to, where did y'all go?
We went to Georgia last week for a four-day weekend to see his oldest son.
And that was, where in Georgia was that?
They live in
Savannah.
Outside of Savannah. Yeah, live in town, Bloomingdale.
Bloomingdale.
Mm-hmm. Outside of Savannah. So we did that and cooked out. We went to sushi. We went and did some range shooting.
It is interesting that the first thing you talk about going to Savannah is the food you had.
Yeah, well, everything revolves around food.
Well, that's true.
Especially when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have good seafood there? Were you near enough the ocean?
We did. We were, but we had sushi.
Okay.
And then we cooked that on the Blackstone. Burgers one night, steaks one night. His son did really well with that. Did a really good job. Okay. And then we went to the beach for one day. So we had fun doing all that. Oh, well, we get there. I need Sarah in here for this. Because I need to bust her chocolate.
All right, go get Sarah.
Sarah, come here.
Does she know that you're going to be busting her chops?
No, she doesn't know. Can you just whistle for me? Yeah, as I do.
Here, girl.
Here, girl.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, ladies and gents.
So your mom has a question for you.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no, not really. I want to just explain what happened when we went on this trip to Georgia. See, Sarah's had this nice blow-up mattress at her house that lent them for a while. So I was like, the weekend before we went, I said, hey, we need to come up, get the mattress and get
the pump.
She's like, yeah, okay. So we come to the house, and we're in her garage, and I said, well, here's a pump. She's like, no, that's not yours. Yours is in a bag, like a beauty rest bag, because that's the mattress. And I was like, okay. And she gives me a bag. It's heavy. It's full. And I've got it in the car for you. And I was like, oh, no. Great.
We better have a pump with it.
We get there, and Robbie's like, we don't have a pump. I'm like, what do you mean? You're in the bag that Sarah gave us. Yeah. Well, here's a straw hat. Here's five hangers. Here's like a random candle.
It's random shit
in this bag, and there's no fucking pump. And I should know better. I should know my own daughter.
You should have checked.
That's kind of on you.
That is 100% on her.
As a mother, it is on me.
She should have checked. And here's what happened. We were moving, and like we were real organized in the beginning, but at the last second, any empty bag we found, I was like, just throw shit in it. So that bag is empty.
I know that.
We couldn't leave our straw hat behind. So
clearly.
I don't even know what that is. So we just had to throw it in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so next time, check the bag.
Because I know my daughter. I'm like, are we really related? That's what I'm going to start saying every episode. Are we really related?
Me and you? Because I do the same thing to Jess. Like, you know how when I was younger and you were like, Sarah, if I go in here and find what you said you can't find, I'm going to be pissed. Right? Maybe. And I would never find it. Because I would be like, I can't find it anywhere. I would look for it. I do that to Jess now.
Uh-huh.
Like, she'll be like, Sarah, where's this? I'm like, it's right there. I know exactly where it's at. She'll go in the room and just scan her eyes all of a sudden, and then she's like, I can't find it anywhere. And I go in there in 2 seconds and I find it.
Right. So you see my dilemma.
We are related.
Yeah, we are related. And the fact that you did come out of my vagina.
On that note, I'm going to leave this room.
Bye. Love you. That's how you get a kid to exit.
Start talking about the sexual things that. I remember the position I was in, too.
Yeah, any nature of it. How they were born, your parents, it don't matter. So, how has your week been?
My week has been pretty good. Last week, I got a new guitar for music geeks who might be listening to.
Yeah.
It's a PRS, which stands for Paul Reed Smith.
Ooh, nice.
SE Custom 2408, which means it has 24 frets and it weighs about 8 pounds.
Okay.
Which is fairly light for an electric guitar. So that's a pretty good weight for an electric guitar.
Cool.
It's the first guitar I've ever had with what's called humbucker pickups in it, as opposed to my Strat, which has those single coils. So the single coil pickups on that Strat are kind of bright and stringy when you're playing it. You just hear a lot of the highs of it.
Okay.
Whereas the humbuckers, you get more of the lows in it. It's more
bass.
Growly, and it's not really so much bass, but it's got a lot more balls to it. It's just ready to rock and roll. And it's like I say, the Strat wants to sing. It's a great guitar and it wants to sing. That PRS wants to roar.
Right.
So anyway, that's my geeking out on my new guitar.
Yay. I love it.
It's pretty.
Now if we just have a band for you to...
I know.
You need a band.
I am going tomorrow. We're going up to the Mill Mountain Star again. We did that 2 weeks ago. For the first time, got together with some people to just get up there with guitars. And just everybody takes a turn playing a song that they want to play. And I went kind of unprepared. I didn't have any real good idea of songs that I was going to do, but everybody else was doing them, so I kind of felt like I had to.
Yeah.
And the first two guys to play both played a John Prine song, different John Prine songs. And when it was my turn, they were like, you don't have to play John Prine. And I said, well, I was going to say the only John Prine song I know is In Spite of Ourselves. We'll play that one. So we played through that one.
Okay.
It's a duet with John Prine and Iris DeMint, and definitely a woman's part. You can't, you normally can't just do a guy doing her part, or it's going to sound kind of funny. But we did it anyway, and one of the other guys sang that part. So
cool.
There's a line in it. I caught him once. He was sniffing my undies. So
that's awkward. It's a risque.
And then after that, I really didn't have any cover songs ready. I didn't have anything in my hip pocket, so I just played, when it come around my time, I played a few of my originals, and they seemed to like them pretty good.
Okay.
But it had been a while since I'd played a few of them, so I kind of fumbled through them. But the people who are there all have different levels of ability. There's one of the women who was there, is literally in between chords, taking 10 seconds to change chords.
Oh.
And it's fine. She's learning. She's,
but that's a beginner.
She's,
yeah.
That is definitely a beginner. Yeah. She's looking and...
But y'all cheered her on.
Oh,
anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be like, get that shit right, old lady.
Yeah.
No, she's trying, and that's all, And so I looked at it the same way with me. I'm not going to feel too self-conscious about not being able to play something properly or something. I'm out here trying, and that's all we're looking for. So, but I'll be a little more prepared tomorrow. I've got a few other songs ready that I want to play. Depending on how many people show up, I might not even get a chance to play all of them, but I'd rather have a few more than I need than be coming around to my turn again, and they're like, all right, Rob. And I'm like, well, I'm going to play one that I already played because I don't have anything else. So
right.
I don't want to do that. So
Sounds like a fun time.
It is. It was a lot more fun and a lot less stressful for me than I thought it was going to be. I thought I'd get there and just be really nervous and stuff. Yeah. But no, I wasn't really nervous at all.
Well, good.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I think they went outside on the deck.
That's good. It's a nice day. It is a much nicer day than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was supposed to be overcast. It was going to be on the cooler side.
We went and sat outside for a little bit because I was like, I want to sit out here just for a little bit before I get ready. And then Robbie kept saying, you need to go get ready. I want to go to Lowe's before we go. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. You know. So
I want more Bloody Marys.
Yeah, give me another one. So, which they were good. They were going down good today.
I bet.
You know, one of those days.
Where you're not even.
You got to do something else.
It's not even a struggle. You're drinking them. You're not feeling at any point like,
no,
you know, it's just
not fullness or anything. Yeah. I was like, man,
you don't feel
like
drunk, but you got
drink.
A good buzz.
Yeah. Because I'm like texting Sarah on the way here, and I'm like, group text with her and the girls, and I'm like, warning, I've been drinking Bloody Marys, nothing to eat, and I'm mouthy. She was like, great.
Oh, so it's Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, we get that. But we ate some little snacks when we got here, so it's...
Man, I made 20 deviled eggs,
and I think they got
I think they got plowed through.
They were good.
Plus the
you
chips
did really
and
dip.
I was going to look up a recipe and see what I could do better.
Yeah.
And I kept getting distracted and never looked them up. And so finally I just did what I always do and just kind of winged it.
I don't measure
anything. I wound up putting some pickle juice, and I was trying to get into the bottom of the jar to get those, you know, those bits of pickled onions that are always in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get that, but I couldn't really get that. But I got some pickle juice in it, sour cream, a little bit of mayonnaise just for some body. Some Dijon mustard, and then I think I put a little bit of salt in. I didn't want to make them too salty.
Yeah.
And I put some shredded cheese in them.
Okay.
And also some Parmesan cheese, because I had some leftover Parmesan cheese, and I'm like, screw it, put it in there. But it still felt like it was missing something, so I put some chives and a little bit of rosemary in them. I've never put rosemary in them before, but I used some rosemary and scrambled eggs that I made for Enos and me a couple of weekends ago, and I thought, wow, the rosemary really works well with eggs. So that's why I decided to try it.
Great.
We've been going 19
minutes,
not quite 20 minutes. So it might be a short episode.
Might be a short one. Well, we've got a couple of guests in mind that might be coming on.
Ashley, who's a follower now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she was the one I was telling you about as a follower. So hi, Ashley. Thanks for following.
Yep. And Kimberly.
And Kimberly.
And she's asked for the link. She's not following us yet, but she will be.
Okay.
She's been my lifelong friend. There you go.
Not long life friend.
Let me have another sip of drink. Hold on. I'll get it right in a minute. Lifelong friend. There you go.
There you go.
So, a
guy I know who was going to be part of the band, but that band doesn't really seem to be going too well.
He may.
We kind of talked about it a little bit, but haven't made any real plans or anything.
So a lot is happening with our podcast.
Yes.
Getting it up and running.
Yep.
This logo is the big thing.
We're going to have some logo and merch. Yes. We're going to have some koozies to start off with.
Yeah.
And
when you're a guest on the show,
you get a free koozie. So, you know, I mean, if you just happen to be walking down the street and we have some in hand, you might get one too. So you don't have to be a guest on the show.
But it would help.
It would help. If you're really salivating after those koozies, just think about becoming a guest on this show.
Yeah.
Send us an email. We might just, give us your address when you send us the email to tell us your story.
Yeah.
And we might just send you a koozie.
Just for contacting us. Why not?
It might be one of the flawed koozies. Because we're going to order 100 of them. And you know there's going to be a few.
They'll be like, it's close enough.
We'll send the flaws to people who, if we have to mail them, you might get a flaw. But, I mean, it's a flawed, it could be a collector's item.
Yeah, collector's item is what I was going to say. Worth some money one day.
The flaws are always the ones that collectors go after.
They'll flock over them. Flock over a flaw.
So what else do we want to talk about?
I think I covered everything that I wanted to.
You got everything that you wanted to cover. I think so.
You think so? Just making sure that you.
The guitar and the playing and well, the other guy from the band, the sort of band that we were doing, Chad, he's the other guitarist, and he and I are talking about doing an acoustic duo set. Uh-huh. You know, we've got some songs that we'll get together and practice and try to make into an acoustic duo set.
I wonder if, should we give a little shout out to the guy that drew our logo?
And absolutely.
Now, I give a little credit in that. I can't give him all of it. I got him going, as I always do in our past relationship working together. So I did draw part of that and send to him as an idea, and it gave him an idea.
Yeah, and you told me that your idea, part of your idea was the double helix coming from the microphone, which I thought that was brilliant. And and honestly, I assumed that was his idea. Yeah. And when you told me it was yours, I was floored. That was a really smart idea.
Thank you.
For a cheerleader.
Right? I'm also artistic.
Autistic?
Both. A little of both. Yeah, and he did that, and I was like, perfect. Well, I had wanted him to do silhouette, like a silhouette of the two of us, or, you know, our side profile, kind of like up and speaking into the mic, right?
Yeah.
Like it hanging down. And he was like, I'm not good at people drawing.
Well,
and I was like, oh, me neither. That's why I stopped at the microphone. So I did that.
Right. Yeah, you sent
with the
me
microphone
that. Yeah.
And the helix. So
except
cartoonish.
Not near as well drawn.
Oh, no, not anywhere.
Well, and I had the idea that, and since nobody likes to draw faces, I had the idea of just kind of vague mouths on each side of the of the microphone.
Like mouth,
yeah,
teeth,
yeah.
Talking.
Yeah, one obviously female and the other, you know, more obviously male, I guess.
But I think I knocked it down.
You gave it a
I did.
And then I said we could have like those growlixes that that the comics put in to indicate somebody's curse words, and you said no.
Yeah. I said so. Oh, that was an idea. Not for us, but it was an idea.
It's an idea. I don't know where it came from, but it's an idea.
Or NSFW, not suitable for work.
NSFW, yes, that's a very...
Excuse me. But why would we say that on our podcast?
Well, because some people might want to be warned that we're going to be cussing. Because we cuss a pretty good amount.
Do we?
Yes.
Wow.
Haven't you listened to any of our podcasts?
No,
probably not.
No. I should.
Well, if you're
going
to do...
Like two or three that you sent to me before you uploaded, I did. But other than that, I just like, okay.
Yeah.
I want other people to listen.
Well, yes, that's the point. But if you want to start doing some of the editing, you're going to wind up hearing more than enough of it.
That's true.
You have to listen. Well, anyway, that's all. Neither here nor there.
Here nor there.
So, yeah, I think we've got everything covered today.
Sounds good.
So I guess that's about all we have for you today.
Send in your comments,
your stories,
your ideas,
things that you want us to
on a call with us. We'll do a Zoom how you met your siblings, or you're looking for a sibling.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I just got back the ancestry results from where I did that.
Oh yeah,
because there's always that possibility.
If my dad made this girl, how many other girls are out there?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But so far, none of those. But I've gotten some hits on potential cousins, either first or second cousins and stuff like that, all over the place. But just tell it. We want to hear about your stories involving the DNA test and how it upended your families and stuff like that.
Did it go well, or did it make a...
or did it blow up in everybody's face?
Yeah.
Drop us an email. It's right there. It's in the thing.
It's in the thing.
It's in the thing.
Do they know what the thing is?
Well, if they read the thing, they'll know what the thing is.
Definitely.
That's all we have for you this time.
We want to hear your stories, especially those of you who have siblings you've discovered later in life, like us.
Send email to LynnelleandRob@gmail.com. That email address will appear in the podcast episode's description. And we'll read all your emails over the air.